Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Pie in the Sky Media. This series contains adult language and descriptions of graphic violence throughout. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back, Murder Chronicles Nation. Hope everyone is doing well out there. Welcome to another bonus episode of the show. My name's Brandon. I produce the show alongside the great Carolyn Osorio, who, as I always say, we don't deserve, and yet she shows up every week. Mm-hmm. Hello, Carolyn.
Yeah. I'm doing great for a Monday, yeah.
Yes. Has it been as hot up there as it has been in Los Angeles?
It's weird. We had, like, this really great, like, 70-ish weather and a couple of days ago, and it was, like, the last gasp of summer, and now it's raining again.
Really?
So...
Well, we have had a full frontal assault of summer this past week. Like
a full frontal assault.
Summer's like, we're coming and we're going to fuck you up. And it's been like 95, 97, 98 degrees. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been.
Keep that to yourself.
No, it's awful because listen, it's October, baseball, football. It's like I have a bunch of cool sweaters that I want to wear, and I'm
I'd love to see one of those sweaters. Like,
oh, you can't handle my sweater game. You cannot.
You got the t-shirt. What is that? Let's see.
You can't handle
Hammer Time. Does that say Hammer Time?
Oh, it says Yankees. Yankees. You can't handle my sweater game. I've got cardigans that will make your head spin. I'm telling you. Okay.
You know, I've never been into cardigans.
Look, they're a little old man. I get it. They're a little old man.
Good sweater. I mean, now if you're talking like a sweater with the leather patches at the, I mean, that professor stuff, like I'm definitely into that.
What about like a nice like cable knit or like a fisherman's kind of sweater or, you know, look, a simple black crew neck. I rock the shit out of a simple black crew neck.
Okay, don't make me do that. Last week I was listening on my jog and I like literally sounded like I was like melting. Like, stop bringing out this like weird persona in me that has to like make weird noises with their nose.
Listen, right? Just accept the fact that, you know, I got some comedy skills. That's all right. You could say it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Just let's lean into it.
I am like so happy because I don't think I've told you this, but we had this busted pipe that we've been dealing with our insurance for like since February. And this weekend marked the end. It's almost done. It's almost fini. And I was thinking of you because I had to go to Lowe's and, but it was, and I get a witness.
That's right. Lowe's.
This wasn't the fun Lowe's trip. This was a trip where the contractor put everything together and we loaded it. Well, he loaded it onto two of those carts. You know, the ones that have the railings.
Oh, I know them
and it
well.
Was all, we went in there like the grapes of wrath.
Wow. A Jodes reference. Okay.
It was literally like carting it in there. I was like wearing my sunglasses down because it was like we had to return all this stuff, all this stuff that we didn't use for the job.
Wow.
And anyway, it was of course hideous as one might imagine. I was like, of course the end of this project means that I have to be completely embarrassed. And my husband like skated on it. Like he was like, well, yeah, you got that look.
See, it's, yeah. I pride myself, and listen, it's taken me years and hundreds and hundreds of trips to Home Depot or Lowe's to get to the point where I can bid the job to the point where I have nothing to return.
Oh, stop.
No, hold on, hold on. Gosh, sometimes to my detriment, where nice I'll lowball it, where I'll have to go back before the end of the job.
Just to get one more bag of cement.
Right, exactly. And I just finished a massive public works project in my side yard. Like, it's done.
Stop making me do that. This is your public. Is this the WPA? Or is this like Eleanor Roosevelt? Like, was she on your property with, like, what? A public work project?
Why do you have to insult me, Carolyn? Why?
Because I thought I was going to be the star of this construction show. And you're like, of course. How can I compete?
Look, you used the words, you used the word contractor, he loaded it up, all that. Like, I'm a one-man show here, okay? My entire side yard, I poured a concrete slab there in front of my gym, okay? And I'm going to extend the concrete because the whole side of my house is dirt, okay? And I want it. And when you have dirt there, everything in the backyard always gets a little dusty and dirty, right? Because the wind blows dirt. Right. So I want it to be concrete. But there has to be, it has to have drainage, okay? There has to be drainage. So it's about 100 feet from where I need it to the front, the street in front of the house to the curb. Okay. So I have to dig a 100-foot trench. All right. About 18 inches deep. And I have the three inch drainage pipe that has to go on a slant. So the water will drain.
Was this a French drain? Did it have the sieve and the
I have French drains at other areas in the back, but this drain goes all the way to the gutter on the street. Okay.
We're losing everything.
No, we're not. No, it's all good.
This is like reminding me of when I was, my dad had this property, 10 acres. He built his own home.
Yeah.
And during the summers, my sister and I went to visit, but really we were the labor.
Sure.
And he would make us take this wheelbarrow and we'd have to go collect rocks around the property for his mixing of the concrete.
Absolutely. Aggregate. Like, it's called aggregate, but whatever. Okay. No problem.
So I really hope you're not making your daughters like go around.
No,
like,
there was only a little, picking up rocks. I do the concrete on my own. My daughters don't do anything, but there was only a little concrete work in this public works project. So when I get out to the curb,
I had to
bust through about 8 inches of curb, you know, to allow, and then tunnel under the bushes, okay,
oh my God.
For the pipe to reach the street level, so that I then had to put a form up and replace the curb that I had.
You're lucky your neighbors didn't call the permit people. Did you have a permit?
Permits,
look at you.
Whatever. It's such a nebulous kind of, do you need a permit? Do you not? I wasn't tapping into city, you know, kind of utilities. It was just a drainage thing. So I figured I could sneak by.
This is the Jersey in you coming out.
Maybe. But I got it done. And I'll tell you something. This is all leading up to this. All right.
What?
When I was finally done and covered in sweat and the concrete was setting, and I took the forms off. Then I filled a bucket, a Home Depot bucket, with water, and I walked all the way back to the first drain, because there were like four drains along the way, because a gutter is going to go into one, and you know the AC drain is going to go into one of that. Whatever. The farthest drain away, and I poured the whole bucket of water in, and then I hauled ass to the front yard and went out on the street, and I waited because I needed to make sure that it actually
worked.
The water
was going to run through.
And when the water came out, oh my gosh, what a feeling of
did you just do a dance?
That I did. No, just it was such a, I was just very content that it
That's
all
how
worked.
I felt after I returned all of these extras. And like, it was hell.
Sure.
Because when I opened up the box, you know, I'm going in there, and my contractor had just put in all of the extra pipes and all that stuff. And they were full of dust from like the drywall.
Yeah. Were they copper pipes? Were you replacing like copper?
No. It was a broken pipe underneath. Gotcha. And so it was like the black ones, the PVC. So anyway, but they were all coated with a layer of dust. So I'm putting it up there. Like, I feel like such a dirt bag, you know?
That's all right. That's probably some good money you got back.
And I did, but they had to go into this legacy. Anyway, I'm not gonna go into the.
Well, I'm glad that it's over. I know how it feels to be like kind of ensconced in a seemingly endless home
improvement project.
And
it was, to your point, it was a beautiful day, and this is how I feel.
Satisfying.
Like, got in my car, and I'm like, you know what song I want to sing? You know what song I want to listen to right now?
Born to Run, Springsteen.
No.
Damn it.
September. Do you remember?
The 21st of September. Say that you remember.
And I was like, totally like,
it's a great song. That's a cut, I'll tell you what.
And then this is what I love about the algorithm is that there just can't, another one came like all along that. And I was grooving all the way on.
Those 70s grooves, man, are sick. I love that shit. Yeah, no. I love it.
I look like a complete nerd, but I was having a good time.
That's all right. So, all right, so let's get to this part two. This was a banger. Mildly satisfying at the end, not fully satisfying, but we'll get to it. So just to catch people up, a clown shows up at Marlene's door, shoots her in the face. I didn't need to hear that the next door doctor found, you know, a bunch of teeth in her mouth. That was a little graphic for me, but I get it.
The reason why I put that in there is that I just felt like what this woman went through.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And like, you don't, like, it wasn't just to be graphic, just to do it, but like, Jesus, like, that would be so painful and awful and terrible. And sometimes, you know, you lose, the victim gets lost here. And I feel like, you know, she went through hell. And,
absolutely.
And I felt like it was just like, you know, the kids of like a doctor and just the Good Samaritan, like that guy's like, I'm a doctor, can I help you? And you could just probably tell that the kids were like, oh my gosh, please help us.
Yeah.
You know,
100%. Yes. Yeah. So, all right. So you have Mike was the husband. Sheila was the alleged girlfriend and the repo agent for his lot. Marlene was the wife and the victim.
Yes.
So, tons of people were saying that Mike and Sheila were together, that they weren't even trying to hide it. Okay. But still, Sheila was this stone wall in front of the cops. Nope. Nope. And that tactic worked for a long, long time for her. Right.
It did.
Yeah. So I wrote a thing in my notes. I forget where it actually happened in the episode, but I wrote Sheila was the clown. And that's something that I didn't see coming because how tall the clown was. And even within this episode, you have someone saying, witness said, over 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then you had this other guy calling her this cute little thing in tight jeans and cowboy boots. So that doesn't, scream 6 feet tall to me.
No,
there's some, but then I remember she didn't wear the clown shoes. The clown wasn't wearing clown shoes. The clown was wearing boots. So that might have been the reason why, so they could artificially inflate her height, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And you can't really tell how big someone is if they're wearing a clown suit, you know, in terms of just girth or like strength or whatever. But the brown eyes is the thing though. Okay. but so my favorite thing about this episode, I think, was the grift in the phone book ad. Okay. First of all, you explaining how we used to have to buy shit before the internet came out was amazing. You get a phone book and you go to this section and you find a company that you want to. And because I remember back then, every company, there was a AAA Terminator, Exterminator. There was a AAA painting service because you'd be
first. So they could be in the A's.
Because they'd be first. AAA is first, right? Mm-hmm. Then there was a quadruple A and they were trying too hard. But this guy, a competitor's name was Payless. Okay. So he offered basically what he was saying, his excuse if he got sued was, we're just telling people, you could pay less if you come to my lot. And we wanted everyone to know, so we put that front and center. But everyone
right. And then the employee was like, yeah, you know, she had her own little spin to it when she's like, yeah, pay less at bargain.
Yeah, is this pay you less? Know, yeah, like, pay less at bargain. Here we go.
Yes, what could we... line. That's all you need,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it was such a good grift and there was nothing that anybody could really do about it. So I dug that. Just in terms of
well, you know, he got sued by them.
Yeah, business.
And he lost.
Yeah, business douchery. Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It goes to character for Mike.
Absolutely.
Right. Of the kind of mm-hmm. dude that he was. Mm-hmm. And so I dug that, and then, but the overriding feeling that I had was one of real, like I felt for the cops. Mm-hmm. And not just these cops, but I expanded it kind of to think about all cops, when how hard of a job it must be when you know someone is wrong on something, but you just can't have, you don't have the actual evidence to put them away. So, and that's great that our justice system works that way, because it would prevent, you know, vengeful or spiteful cops who want to railroad somebody. But in this situation where everything lines up, they have witnesses of Sheila buying the clown outfit. They have witnesses of Sheila buying the balloons and the flowers. They find the car. It's got a clown hair in it. It's got two long brown hairs. It's got like all of this, but it's all technically circumstantial, and they don't have enough to hold her.
Well, and there's always stuff to refute everything. Like, wait a second. The witnesses that actually saw the clown said that it was a guy and that
it's
they
six
was
feet
a
tall. Yep.
You know? And, yep. And so there's that. And then it's like, is this even the getaway car? Because there was no, you know, there was no plates on it. So yep. They couldn't confirm yep. absolutely 100%.
There's more than one white LeBaron in Florida. There's probably yes, a lot of white LeBarons in Florida.
Like in 1990.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people with long brown hair.
Exactly. And brown, beady brown eyes or big yep. brown
and
eyes.
Brown eyes.
That, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this must have been.
But they
so
knew.
Mad.
But still, they knew.
They knew.
They knew because
yeah.
it was lie after lie. No, of course we're not together. Of course we're not together. But, you know, and but then when they all of the witness statements that they had hearsay, sure, I saw them together. Did you mm-hmm. actually see them? Well, they seemed like So it was your opinion that they were dating. But you know, so they could some shitty defense lawyer could poke holes in the entire case, and they knew that. Right.
Well, and this is before cell phones, so there's no video.
Right.
So and it's like, probably, well, I mean, there were cell phones, but they were like a mile long.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they didn't take pictures.
So they probably couldn't even get an indictment on her if they tried mm-hmm. based on mm-hmm. that. So they didn't try. Speaking of technology, how much better does shit sound in 2017 recordings than from the 1990 recording? It's okay. Night and day. It's night and day.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, it's really, really funny. And there's one other thing that one of the witnesses said, a friend of Marlene's, where you hear this all the time. If anything happens to me, X did it. If anything mm-hmm. happens to me, my husband did it. My boyfriend, if anything happens to me. How many cases are there, right? Mm-hmm. Where that turns out to be prophetic, you know?
Well, and you know, you really feel bad for her you felt bad for her before, but now knowing like she was so trapped, like, the golden handcuff. She didn't have, you know, she had half of it, the stuff in her name, but like she couldn't, you know, this would be the situation where she would have to go to him and say, hey, you take everything. I'm just taking the shirt, you know, a Tina Turner type move, right?
Right.
I'm just taking the shirt off my fucking back and one jag and I'm gone, you know? Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's just a really sad situation in that even though you can appear to have all the money in the world, and it's like, you're stuck, you know?
So, oh my gosh. All right. I also have a nice big asterisked line here. Mike was a douchebag. Okay. So
yeah.
With just the grifts that he was running, mm-hmm. you have to use his insurance if you're under 25. You have to do this. You have mm-hmm. to do that. Mm-hmm. Like just beating up financially, you know, college kids coming down there who have no other choice, but they need a car to get to Lauderdale, whatever.
Right? Totally relate to that. Yeah. I just remember being that age and renting a car and just knowing, like, they're just so, like, when you're under 25, And like, even now, like I'm not the type of person to get any kind of extended warranty or whatever. I'm just no. Like, but except for when I go into a rental car agency, It's like, I know no matter how you bring it back, there's always going to be something they're going to find. Yeah.
And now looking at the other side of it, I have a really clear eye on my youth. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't try to sugarcoat anything. Chances are I was going to fuck up a car after I was 18, between 18 and 20, but maybe even like on purpose, you know, between 18 and 25, you know, just like if someone dared me, oh, I bet you can't, you know, take this corner at 70,
right?
Or, you know, see if you could jump these railroads, you know, whatever. Like, I'd be like, okay, let's give it a shot.
In a sunbird, right.
Firebird, thank you.
We're renting a car here. We're on the journey together, and are you renting a car rental? I'm assuming you're not going to want to F up your own car.
No. I would rent. Yeah, that's a good point. What would I? I'd probably rent like a K car or something, right? Like a Reliant.
What car?
A Reliant Plymouth. You know, the K car, the whitest white man car, right? Like if you're like an assistant accountant somewhere, you would drive a K car.
Not even a car I even want to think about. No, you don't.
Imagine just the lamest, I mean, like most uninspired in design and in drivetrain vehicle that ever rolled off the line in Detroit, and you've got a K car. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like if you rented one, you would want to fuck it up just because you were seen driving it. Like it's that kind of thing, right?
I wouldn't want to rent it. I would want to rent that's not.
You rent the big Cadillac. I would rent the big Cadillac and, you know, and treat myself. But here is where the chickens start coming home to roost a little bit with this. So he gets popped on a RICO case. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chop shop, grand theft, insurance fraud, odometer manipulation, all that shit is really, really serious. And he goes away for 9 years, found guilty on 43 counts. So not that we're like, okay, cool. Let's say he was the one who told Sheila to kill his wife. Then his debt is nowhere near paid. But in the absence of any kind of admission of guilt on any part, at least being tangentially, obviously responsible in some way, right, to his wife's murder, I'm glad he went to jail.
And I think a lot of people felt like, you know, they were quote unquote railroading him because they couldn't get him on the murder.
Yeah, sure. And, like Al Capone with taxes. Sure. Like get him as much as you can for what we can get, because they're pretty sure he did something else. Now, is that a perversion of the justice system? Yes. Does he deserve it? Also, yes. You know, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I want to get to what you thought with the,
about
with Debbie.
About Ron or Don. Do you want to know about that motherfucker? I feel dumber for having listened to him speak.
When you called the purple cow. Listen, is this Debbie?
Debbie. And she's like, fuck yeah, it's Debbie. He's like, what's up, girl?
Sheila.
He goes, is this Sheila? Yeah, like she completely forgets her cover for the last 17 years and admits to being Sheila to dipshit Don, right?
It's amazing. I mean, I don't know what happened there, because she was like cool as a cucumber through this entire thing.
Yeah, but she hears a familiar voice. She hears a familiar voice and she's like, yeah, it is. Hey, how you doing? It's Sheila. But to offer this Don or Ron guy a proffer agreement where he's got immunity for a day, holy shit, I would have brought the popcorn just to listen to that guy just talk about shit that he's done on behalf of Mike. Oh my God. And so.
Well, and I think that was their Hail Mary, because I think their case. What is going on with your cat?
Yeah, sorry. It's okay. I'll be able to get rid of it on my end. He is. Weirdly attached to my wife, and if she's like outside talking to someone, he's afraid that she's going to be injured, so he's very worried. He's a very anxious cat. Yes,
of course, this is your cat.
Yeah, he's a very anxious cat. But wait, but so the proffer agreement, you were saying something.
Yeah, like I think that they were like, their case was kind of falling apart a little bit, you know,
so, and the Hail Mary,
then it, like, okay, let's bring in, and they were hoping that they could connect Mike to the car, that they could connect, you know, like get the real meat and potatoes of what happened that day. And yeah. I feel like he didn't.
Got him there a little bit that they drove away in the car.
Right. But if you think about it, just because they drove away in the car doesn't mean.
No, I know it doesn't. And it maybe could have even hurt their case a little bit, because that would put her hair in the car. Like, oh, exactly. Just because I drove away and it doesn't mean I did anything, you know? So
exactly.
So hard. But just think specifically just about before the murder stuff came into it, that mm-hmm. they just completely willingly agreed to steal a car and destroy it just to hurt mm-hmm. a competitor because they were being sued by them. Like, I was like, we're just going to, you know, bust out the windows and slash the tires and dump it in a bad part of town. No big deal. Oh, no, just grand theft. No big fucking deal. Doing it on behalf of my boss, right? So they were just, these guys were just Goomba, like idiots, you know?
I think that there was just that culture of like,
yeah.
do whatever we want. We're going to just do anything. And I think that when it's like that, it's such a boys club. And it's so like... You just don't even care, you know, clearly.
You can take the boy out of South Florida, but you can't take the South Florida out of the boy, right? No matter how much money you give him, money doesn't buy class, right? You're still going to make like really shitty decisions. And this guy had private jet money, okay? And he was mm-hmm. still putting his goons on shit like this. Go wreck, you know, what was back then, what, an $8,000 car, you know?
Well, and like he's 37 years old.
I know. I know. I thought it was going to go somewhere interesting with maybe that he was a drug smuggler, but that didn't really pan out. That would have been fun. But so now so he gets out of jail. Mm-hmm. He winds up in Tennessee. Hardworking guy. You can't take that away from him. He hustles and works his ass off. And to have a successful restaurant, you know how hard that is, you know? And he doesn't know the industry. And he's like, so now the purple cow is a thing.
You know, I just wonder if he had a bunch of money saved.
Oh, I'm sure he had. Every gangster has getaway money. Come on. Every gangster has getaway money. So he had seed money to start a restaurant. He made it successful. And he married Sheila. Sorry, Debbie.
I know. Okay? I know.
So how crazy is that? And how obvious is that they're wrong in this thing? But Sheila, I'm telling you, Sheila is just, an example of, you know, in Jersey, it's this whole thing. Like, hey, he's good people. He knows how to keep his mouth shut, right? Like, that's how you had a good reputation, right? That's all Sheila did was just kept it. She sat in jail for 5 years awaiting trial.
In solitary confinement.
And didn't say shit.
You know what was crazy is that, like, when I was listening to I'm like, okay, I've got the recording of the interview. I've got its video so I could watch it. And I'm like, okay, let's get the popcorn here.
Yeah.
And then the detective walks in and it's a woman. And I'm like, oh man, they have got the wrong, they should have a man be interviewing her, because the chemistry between the two was like.
I saw that. Sheila kind of ran that interview. The cop kind of got muscled out, in my opinion.
I mean, the nerves, like she was probably thinking, okay, I'm going to get this, you know, we've been waiting for this. This is my moment. I'm going to prepare for it. I've got my paperwork. I've got, I've got the upper hand, you know, and I'm going to get her to roll on Mike.
Right. And here's Sheila, like, why are you even asking me this? And she goes, oh, well, just for background. Okay. Well, I didn't do it and I want a lawyer. Done.
I know. I'm like, have you ever done that though? Like when you're like, oh man, I'm totally prepared for this meeting.
Of course. And then you just get punched in the face. Yep. Like,
immediately. Yep. You've been practicing for it like for 2 months, and you get there and it's like, that was shut down.
Sheila is the captain of team shut it down. Like, that's her role in this whole thing. Yes. And she just shut up for 5 years until the right deal came in where they're like, all right, listen, agree to this. And you're out in 12 months, 18 months.
I know, but then she even kind of wins with this, because she's like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it, but I'm not dumb. I'm going to take the, you know, I've already spent.
That's the thing. Exactly. Who else? Who wouldn't do that?
Yeah, exactly. Who wouldn't do that?
Like, we just need to button this up. Second degree, time served, plus 18 months. You could do 18 months standing on your head if you did the first five in solitary. Okay,
I know.
See you later. And she's like, yeah, cool. We would all do that. And she goes back to the fucking purple cow with Mike and you know, and happy.
And she's going to say that she was the victim. Like, I had to do it. And Mike's going to be like, yeah. And
they forced her to admit to something she didn't do. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Exactly. I know. So it's like.
It's so that's why I said it's only mildly satisfying that they both did significant jail time. That's not a small amount of years compared to murdering someone. It's nothing. But the fact that, you know, maybe horrible things happened to them in prison or they suffered or whatever. But that they're both out now, right? Probably still alive in their 60s or 70s.
I think she's going to be, this came down like April 2023. So yeah. I think that she's going to have like a year or something. But like you said, you know, she's on the home stretch. She knows she's getting out. And, you know, and she never rolled on Mike, and you know.
There's a clean, starched apron waiting for her at the Purple Cow.
Absolutely. Well, I should say, I mean, we don't know if Mike had anything to do with it. So allegedly.
We don't. Yeah, we don't. She just, the wife winds up dead and he goes, jumps through hoops for 20 years to marry a girl who changed her name to hide her identity. But now he's clean in it. He's totally clean.
I mean, were you shocked when you found out that it was like Debbie?
I had to back up. I backed up 3 minutes. I'm like, did I miss something? What the fuck is going on? Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. And it's like these Florida hicks that you know had a ton of money and it got him in trouble. And unfortunately, tragically, they murdered someone. But just hearing these cast of characters and Mike, you know, the salesman, and Sheila, the tough repo broad, you know, and Ron and Don, like the dumb shit, you know, muscle, like the Luca Brasi's, you know, of Florida, mm-hmm. you know, it was a lot of fun, in a tragic way, but a lot of fun hanging out with these maniacs for these last two episodes. It was an interesting
world. I mean, there were so many other recordings that I couldn't include, but it was like, I mean, the shenanigans that they would get up to and just that whole culture, like that would be a reality TV show right now. You know what I mean? Like it was back like, in the day.
Yeah. No, it was like Tiger King, some of these people.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. 100%. Totally. Tiger King had a car lot, you know?
Absolutely.
Just with all of the grifts and all of the sexual kind of hijinks and you know, leading to we got to get Marlene out of the way. Dress up as a clown when you do it. Oh, and that was the other thing that was weird, that the lawyers were able to get the file of clown sightings. That's strange. That made me cock my head a little bit. Like, oh, really? Are there just clowns roaming around to the point where people call in? I'd like to report a clown sighting, please.
Well, you know what? And there's another, there's probable call. I mean, there's like another, like taking away the evidence that they have because there's so many clowns like that we couldn't follow up on. Because,
but it
I mean,
was her, like, allegedly. It was her, allegedly.
I mean, who else could it be? You know, I mean, who else could it be? But you know what? We went to the Halloween shop, my family and I.
Spirit Halloween? Weekend.
Yeah. And I had to stop myself from sending you this video of this. They have this clown.
Jesus. Going,
and there were so many clown costumes. Like, I'm never going to look at a clown.
Take these flowers. Clothes. Shoot you in the mouth. Okay.
I mean, it's so, I have to think that there was something like, there was something more to this than her just wanting to murder Marlene.
I don't know. The other thing that I didn't bring up was that, you know, those other guys that called in that she had shown up in a clown outfit a couple years prior.
Like, that's what I'm saying. There's something to her, this clown thing.
Is that just her kink? I don't know. Like, if Mikey's like, yo, we got to kill Marlene and you need a disguise, she goes, I got it. Don't worry about it. I got this
cover. I've never dressed up as a clown in my life. And here this woman has done it.
That's what she does. Yeah, that's what she does. Just to show up for like business, I'm a clown. Show up for murder, I'm also a clown.
I mean, I think there was that terrifying element. Like she wanted to make her suffer, you know? Yeah. I mean,
see, now the other thing, again, oh my gosh, this woman. I remember from episode one now that Marlene loved clowns.
Exactly.
So Mike probably told her, hey, you know, your clown kink, my wife's got the same thing. Maybe if you show up as a clown, she won't feel threatened and she'll go along with it and let her guard down and you can shoot her in the face. Here you go. And Sheila's like, word, that sounds awesome. Let's do it.
I mean, I just don't know where you come up with that, you know?
I don't either.
There has to be something like she wanted to do it.
Wow.
You know?
For Mike. Obviously, she was in love with Mike and they wanted to be together. I think that's right, what it comes down to.
There's like, it's like Fatal Attraction kind of thing where it's like...
It's an obsession, that, yeah.
It's an obsession and she wanted to make Marlene suffer. She wanted to terrify her.
Only unlike... unlike Michael Douglas, this Michael was into the obsession, you know, and was feeding it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, obviously I enjoyed the episode. That was a rollicking, good time and offered, you had great access, interesting interviews, and well told. So thank you very much. That was great. Hope everyone else enjoyed it as much as I did.
Thank you.
So let's wrap this up for today, Murder Chronicles Nation. Thanks for spending some time with us. Please head over to Apple Podcasts and give us a rate, a review, maybe share with your friends. And please, please consider supporting the great companies that support our show, because without them, we couldn't do it. Same goes for Carolyn Osorio. Without her, it would just be me yelling into a microphone. So thank you, Carolyn. Anything you'd like to add?
Thank you so much for listening to the Murder Chronicles. We totally appreciate your support. Brandon, amazing. I'm Carolyn Osorio with Brandon Morgan. And until next time,
stay
away from clouds.
Stay away from clouds. Stay safe, everybody.
Hello, the world. We are They Will Kill, a true crime podcast. I'm Courtney Eck.
And I'm Sadie Eck. And we are sisters that want to tell you about lesser known murders.
Our cases are always compelling, maybe even a little scary, with just enough banter to keep it interesting.
You can find us at theywillkill.com
or anywhere you listen to podcasts. See you there.
See ya.